Well, as you can hear, we're getting ready to go. Hey, Coach, come on up. Everything's right there for you. Well, both teams are on the ice. The Lynn Jets are skating around, buzzing around to our right, going in a counterclockwise fashion. And the Gloucester Fishermen doing the same thing down to our left. So, Dave Curley is up here, assistant coach for Gloucester High School. He's a volunteer coach. Neil Dineen up here, too. And Neil from Rockport High School. Both these guys from Rockport. And they're going to be commenting on the Gloucester game today, so we'll see how that works out. But it's very loud, so we're going to take a break and to get right to our interviews with both coaches. Tonight, the Lynn Jets with a record of 1-0, coached by Mike Roberts, and the Gloucester Fishermen with a record of 1-1-1, coached by first-year head coach Derek Geary. And as Coach Curley said, one of his former Chargers. All right, we'll take a break and we'll be back.
Meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever you plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student-athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com. Gone.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings. With 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore, we have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposit, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF, Equal Housing Lender.
Talking now with Lynn coach Mike Roberts before the game. And coach, how was the trip up to Gloucester from Lynn?
Not too bad today. Got up here in about 45 minutes. We're ready to go. So okay. We didn't get stuck in any traffic, which is nice.
Well, I guess better than summer traffic, I suppose, going to the beach. Coach, you guys are off to a decent start. And coming up to Gloucester, I mean, it's a big challenge right away for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Early in the season, we're looking to come out here and make some noise. And obviously, traveling up to Gloucester is always a tough game. You're coming into hostile territory. From what we've seen in scouting, they're big, physical, can shoot the puck. So we've got our challenges cut out for us tonight. But we're coming up here looking to get some points.
What do you guys have to do in order to play your game? Tell me a little bit about how that works.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got to play strong, forecheck. Solid defensive zone coverage, and we got to shoot when we get in the shooting areas. That's our biggest concern tonight, is going to be putting shots on net and trying to create some opportunities off those shots.
A couple of kids we should listen for on your side?
Absolutely. Mike Clardy, Brian Clardy, first line Johnny DeFilippo, they really fly there. They're going to be good. Second line, you got Sean Devon, leading scorer from last year with Travis Ryan. And Andrew Patry is also a junior. So those two lines are going to be bringing it pretty good, and hopefully we'll make some noise tonight.
I don't want to put the bad luck on anybody, but have you practiced this two-minute penalty situation shorthanded?
Yes, it's something that we've actually talked about a lot. With the change from a minute 30 to 2 minute, already in the first game we let up three power play goals. The 2 minute time frame, it extends it by 25%, which is a lot without having any additional time added to the period. So we're going to stay out of the box, first and foremost. If you're playing shorthanded, it's going to be a long night.
All right, tell me about the guys we're going to see on the ice at first.
So you're going to have Quinn Brinkler and Troy Pekovic leading the defensive pair. John DeFilippo, Mike Clardy, and Brian Clardy will start at forward. And you got Jack Gallant, first-year goalie, in the net.
Good luck, Coach.
Thanks, sir.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Fabulous Fridays and Sunday brunch are back at the Gloucester House. World-renowned for its lobster dishes and fresh seafood specialties, the Gloucester House Restaurant, 63 Rogers Street, uses only locally caught, fresh North Atlantic seafood, offering traditional dining as well as catering to your private function needs. There is something for everyone and every occasion at the Gloucester House. Owned and operated by the Linquata family since 1959, they offer fabulous Friday lunch and dinner specials. And don't forget Sunday brunch from 10 to 2. For more information, go to GloucesterHouse.com.
Now talking with the Gloucester coach, and like Mike Roberts, first year as head coach. And coach, how's it been so far?
Oh, it's been great. It's been a really good group of guys. We've got a nice group of seniors, some of whom haven't played a ton of varsity hockey before for various reasons. So I think they're excited to play. It's a really emotional group. And we've been playing good. Our defense has been really solid. That's what I'm focusing on at first.
Well, to coin a phrase, it looks like you're trending upward. I mean, you started with the tough game with Lynn and the penalties and so on, but a tie after that and a win last week.
Yeah, obviously we want to play disciplined hockey at all times, stay out of the box. That's a key for us. I think one of our strengths as a team is we do have some depth up front. I don't think there's a huge difference between our first line and our third line. So if we stay out of the box and wear people down with depth, that's a big advantage for us.
And maybe tell me a little bit about your captains.
Wonderful kids. All bring something different to the table. John Mondello is just a workhorse, strong, strong skater. He kind of dictates play when he forechecks well. I'm always telling him, get in there, get on top of those D. Chris Noyes has got one of the best shots in the league. He just has to shoot more. And lo and behold, he took a lot of shots last game and had a hat trick, his first of his career.
Oh, okay, cool.
So I think we're getting it through to him that if you have a gift like that, it's good to use it. Derek Hopkins is maybe one of our more consistent players out there, two-way player, always makes smart decisions. All three have been great.
I asked Coach Roberts to name the first five kids that are going to be out there with his goalie. Can you do the same for us?
I haven't decided quite yet, but yeah, I hadn't decided what we're going to do there. But our starting goalie is Connor Batanz, very talented sophomore that has had a slight edge in our goalie competition so far.
And finally, have you had a chance to look at the Lynn Jets?
I have not, to be honest. I know that they're going to be real good. I hear good things. I think it's a physical team from what I know. So again, we want to play good defense and stay out of the box and match their physicality and hopefully have a great game out here.
Good luck, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The Bradford Tavern in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, the freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to midnight, closed Mondays. The restaurant features two separate function rooms ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Come.
then, we are ready for some hockey. It's our first hockey broadcast of the year, second time. We've covered some hockey. We actually covered the Gloucester-Linfield game last week. Do you want to put the headset on? You ready to go? Here we go. Neil is, okay, welcome. Well, you're going to have to speak up now, which is something you do.
Okay.
There you go. Okay. Now, you coach, Neil. What'd you coach? You coach at Rockport and where else? With Triton?
I coach at Triton, and I coach at Broad Run Regional down in Ashburn, Virginia.
Okay.
So.
And how many different sports?
Boys soccer, girls soccer, wrestling, ultimate frisbee, you name
it. All right. All right. We are ready to go. Lynn will be defending the goal. Down to our right-in goal is Jack Gallant, first-year starter four. The Lynn Jets, they'll have the front line of Mike Clardy, Brian Clardy, John DeFilippo up front. Defensing pair will start with Quinn Buckner, an alternate captain, or I should say, an alternate, and Troy Petkovich will also be back there in defense. Gloucester, let's see who they're sending out there. They're sending out Ethan Brennan on left wing, Jared Morris in the middle, right wing is E.J. Steele. Back on D of Brian Muniz and Sam Poliski, as we're ready to go, and in net down to our left, Connor Batanz, a sophomore. And Gloucester wins the faceoff. It's tipped back to the defense. Poliski has it. Looking at the right side. Goes to center ice. Backhanded in by Jared Morris, who's hit at the line. Retreating is Quinn Buckner. Check it. Quinn Brinkler. Quinn Buckner used to play for the Celtics. Play comes to center ice. Chip back into the Lynn zone. On the right wing side is Brennan, but he's broken up at the blue line. And we have a breakout for Lynn across the line. In on goal. Shot save. On a terrific effort by Mike Clardy and a good save by goaltender Batanz. Clardy busting down that left wing side. Play is in the Gloucester zone with Lynn putting the pressure on. First minute of play here at the Dorothy Talbot Rink at the O'Malley School in Gloucester. Gloucester will bring it out. Once again, it's Sam Poliski. Gloucester has two or more big defensemen. That's really one of their strengths. Jets have it in their own zone. They've changed up. Both teams have fresh lines out there. Travis Ryan with it. Gets it ahead to Sean Devon. Across the line for the Jets. Centering pass down the middle to Andrew Petrie. And he centers it back again. Comes out to the right point. Justin Main with it. Takes it in deep. Goes behind the cage. Battle for it down low. Fisherman trying to get at it. Jack Sperry back there in defense. Shot by the Jets. Goes to the end boards. Plays out of sight now, left wing corner. Fisherman forming up. They'll bring it out. Hopkins gets it. Derek Hopkins to center ice. But the Jets are forechecking tremendously right now. Cross the line for Gloucester. Tim White centers it. Shoot, score! John Mandello set up beautifully by Tim White. Backhander going to his left. Stick side. 1-0 Gloucester. So at 1:38, first goal of the night, Tim White, his second goal of the season from John Mondello. That's his third assist. And Gloucester leads 1-0.
This goalie for Lynn is a converted defenseman. So Gloucester should have a field day if they can keep the pressure down in that zone.
Well, that's right. Talking with Coach Roberts, you are correct. He is a converted defenseman, first year in goal for Lynn. But right now, Lynn with the pressure, they've had a couple of good scoring chances. In fact, they've outshot Gloucester so far, 3-1, but the Fishermen have the opening goal. Well, I've got it backwards. It's Mondello from White. So Mondello gets the goal. But the score's right. It's 1-0, Gloucester. Play is tied up along the left wing boards down deep in the Gloucester zone. Two fishermen there, one Lynn Jet. And for the Jets, it's Mike Clardy. Gets it back to Brian Clardy, but then it's cleared out to center ice by Gloucester. Might have a breakout by Noyes. Noyes shoots and scores! He just kind of snuck by everybody, sneaked by everybody, and put it up over the shoulder of goaltender Gallant. Time of this goal is 2:39. And it's 2-1 Gloucester. roster jumps out to a quick 2-0 lead. What'd you say, Coach? I have a hard time hearing.
Lynn defense, they were kind of coasting. They weren't skating hard to the front.
There's another shot by Gloucester that hits the post. And the Jets, a little shell-shocked at the moment, get it out to the center ice. I was trying to get the assist, but I don't know who it was. I think it might have been Robbie Horn. Not sure.
I would count that as an assist. That was just all what I thought.
Well, yeah, I agree. Noise just shot by everybody. So, from the point, shot is glove save this time by Gallant, and they'll have a face-off to his right. Jack Sperry with the shot from the point. Gloucester's defense is big, but Noise just out-hustled everybody in that one.
Coast did not skate. Hustling right from the get-go.
Fourth goal for Chris Noyes in the last two games. He had a hat trick, as Coach Geary was telling us. Well, apparently this is going to be icing on Gloucester. 11:31 left to go first period, and Gloucester already leads 2-0. Mike Clardy will take the face-off. He's a senior with one goal. He's the captain of the Lynn Jets. To the face-off will be to the right of Connor Vatanz. Gloucester gets the draw and out of the zone. Comes back to Christian Alquinta, who sends it ahead on the right side over to John DeFilippo. He's intercepted as heavy hitting all over the place here. Gloucester avoids a check. E.J. Field with it, weaving at the line. He's dumped at the blue line, though. Nice check by Alquinta. I'm going to call tripping on that. Ooh, I don't know about that one.
Looked like a good hit.
Yeah, I thought so. You didn't have any hitting, though. Is there a... Yeah, there is hitting in soccer, right? Just checking.
I played hockey back in the day.
Did you really?
Waltham Hawks.
The Waltham Hawks. Oh, my. Okay. Neil Dineen sitting in tonight for us. Former Rockport coach of several sports. Up here, Dave Curley, former soccer coach as well, right beside him, scouting, or I should say, volunteer assisting for Gloucester. Power play for Gloucester. It is Lucas Cornetta shooting it wide. And remember, these are two-minute power plays now. These are devastating. Derek Hopkins wheeling around, drops it back to the right point. Stick handling with it is John Mondello. Sends it down to Hopkins. He's weaving toward the net. Broken up by the defense and cleared away. Nice check by Quinn Brinkler. Brinkler with a really good defensive play for the Lynn Jets. Minute and 20 still left in the penalty to the Jets. And they'll get it up but not out of the zone. Kept in at that right point by Jack Sperry. Wheel it around low, looking to get it over to Sam Poliski, who's down deep. Goes over to Lucas Cornetta, back to the right point, and skips over the skates of Sperry. Hustles back to his own line and drops it over on the left wing side to Tim White. He's hit at the line. Good checking by Lynn on this penalty kill. 51 seconds still in the power play for Gloucester. At the line, E.J. Field. He's checked back into the neutral zone. Puck cleared into the Lynn end, and it's tracked down by Petkovic. And it's still nobody controlling it. Now Lynn clears it. Jets clear it out of the zone. Nice penalty kill so far. Still 30 seconds left to go. 9:37 left to go. First period, 2-0. Gloucester leading it. 20 seconds left in the man advantage, and not really anything going here at all on offense for Gloucester on this two-minute man advantage. 11 seconds left in the power play. Nobody controlling at the moment. Gloucester has possession. Shot from the left point. Blocked up fight. Muniz couldn't get it through. Gets it back. Dumps it on the left wing board over the field. Cleared around the corner. Penalty is over. So nice job by the Lynn Jets killing that penalty. And here's a breakout by Lynn. And it's Morris with it across the line to Ethan Brennan. He's checked off the play and sends it around the boards. And it's collected by Poliski. He gets it over to Jared Morris. Poliski picks it up again. Big defenseman. Sends it on ahead. And it's offside at the Lynn line. 8:48 left to go, 2-0.
It was a great penalty kill by Lynn Jets.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah, you never lie. allowed Gloucester to set up. They had one good chance. They had four guys behind the goal line. And unfortunately, it skipped over the Gloucester defenseman's stick and cleared the zone.
Gallant did a good job in their first game, Coach. They lost 4-3. They won 4-3, but there's another goal. And this one is some hit. Nice passing out in front. Lucas Cornetta with a goal. 3-0 Gloucester. Yep. Martin got the goal? Okay. Well, I'm all off tonight. Boy, it's hard to talk over that. Time of the goal is at 6:18. Gloucester leads 3-0. My, my, my. So the Lynn defense. Well, Noyes gets the assist. I got to get some new glasses. And the play once again is in the Lynn zone. So Jack Gallant being tested early and often here. Gloucester leads 3-0. We're not even halfway through the first period yet. Decent crowd. Stands maybe, 20% full on this mild Wednesday night before Christmas. Good turnout by the Gloucester student body. Not so many for the Lynn side. Players in the Gloucester zone. There's a shot dead on by Clardy. Save along the ice by Vatan's. Best shot of the night so far by the big guy. Brian Clardy still in the Gloucester zone. On the left wing boards, and Gloucester will bring it out. Long feed from center ice. By who's on? I don't have that guy in my program. Oh, yes, it is. Ryan Parisi. So they have third line out there for Gloucester, and that always helps when you can roll out more than two lines. Penalty on Lynn. They can ill afford that. Thank you. So DiFilippo is in the hole now. Could put the Lynn Jets in the hole for another 2 minutes, barring a goal, of course. Play is in the right wing corner. Lynn did a really good job killing off the first one, but these two-minute penalties are hard. There's a save by Gallant off the stick of E.J. Field from the right side. He's back to the right point. And just stick handling is Poliski. Now he'll send it down into the right side, centering it on front. Shot, rebound, score. No. Yeah, it is. It's in the net.
Eric Morris.
Morris on the rebound. This is a power play goal. And Gloucester now leads 4-0 and was just past the halfway mark of the first period. Good heavens. We have played 8 minutes and 2 seconds. Gloucester leading 4-0. Goals by Tim White, by Chris Noyes, by Robbie Horn, and now Jared Morris. And Gloucester has 5 shots on goal, 4 goals. That's tough. That's hard because Lynn had the best goaltender in the conference last 2 or 3 years, the MVP. And Brennan and Poliski, Sam Poliski, get the assists. Gloucester with a breakout once again. Across the line is Tim White heading to the net, shoots, and goes up over the net and into the netting. So we'll have a face-off to the right of Gallant.
Looked like Gallant got a piece of that. It looked like it was going in that top corner and some nice reaction.
Give him some confidence.
Great idea, Timmy. Great idea, Whitey.
6 shots on goal for Gloucester. Nice shot, 3 for the Lynn Jets. They had outshot Gloucester at 1.31. But the Fishermen have picked it up, and that's a little deflating, I would think, on the Lynn side, but all they got to do is pop one or two in here, and they'll feel a little bit better.
Well, they got to stay out of the penalty box, too.
Well, that's the thing. That's
These two-minute penalties are just brutal. They're just hard to kill off. Plays at center ice. Both teams at even strength. Goes into the Gloucester zone offside. Robbie Horn can't catch up to it. So we will talk as the evening goes on. I don't know if we can talk during between periods, Neil, because of the music. And I do have a couple of interviews we can run. But we'll talk about some stuff as the night progresses.
The big news for the weekend was Len Ciglarski passed away, a hockey legend. He was an All-American in 49 on the BC National Championship team. And captain later on in 51. Great coach, great motivator. We'll miss him.
He was a long-time AD, right?
No, he was...
Hockey coach. His grandson is an AD at Marblehead.
When he retired, he was the winningest coach in college hockey.
Wow.
Over 600 victories.
600.
I would say 650-something. Well, he's up there.
I haven't seen that many games in all sports in my life. Never mind win them. 5:18 left to go. And, of course, Neil, you wear the eagle on your chest everywhere you go, right?
No eagles.
Okay. You know I'm UMass, so we're going to have a discussion. Not much to talk about comparing sports, I'm afraid.
Well, UMass has had that number in basketball quite a few times, so.
Just under 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Gloucester leading 4-0 rather comfortably. The Jets clear it all the way back into the Gloucester end, and this will be icing on Lynn as Terry goes back and picks it up. Between periods, we'll see how we're going to play this. We have Chris Wells, who's a Marblehead girls hockey coach. They had a big win this week, or over the weekend. And we'll also have an interview with Steve Baldessari, the Danvers hockey coach. And if the music's not playing, you and I can talk some sports. It's just so loud, it's just hard. There's a save by Gallant off a center point shot from Ryan Muniz. Puck goes around the goal. 4.5 minutes left to go. Fisherman body checking, and I think we're going to have a penalty on Gloucester. We are. This will be interference on Sam Poliski. So let's see how Gloucester weathers the two-minute storm. Penalty at 10:33 of the first. First penalty on Gloucester. Face off to the right of Vatans in the Gloucester end. Sean Devon controlling. Gets it down low. Centering pass. Is chipped behind the net. Goes back to the right point. Closing shot from the right point by Quinn Brinkler. And it goes into the right-hand corner. John DiFilippo with it. Filippo drops it back to the left point. Daugherty through a screen. And it's a kick save. I think it got through, and a kick save by Vatans. Good pressure by Lynn. Brian Clardy down deep. He's a junior, and he's a big dude. Being bumped off the play by the Gloucester D. Centering pass. Down low, right to the net. Shot, and a save by Vatan. Backhanded shot by Sean Devon, closing right on the doorstep into the midsection of Vatan. Minute and 24 seconds still left in the penalty. 3:51 left in the period. Lynn on the power play. Pass comes back to the left point. Devon slides it through, goes into an empty left wing corner. Hacked at by Sperry. Goes around the net. But the Jets have it. Centering pass comes out to the left side. Shot goes wide off the stick of Mike Clardy. Weaving at out near the line, and a wrist shot by Brian Clardy. And a save by Vatan's club side. Still a minute and 1 second left in the penalty.
Guy fills up a lot of space.
Yes, sir. He cast a long shadow.
Be high for the chance to track a puck if that guy's standing on his doorstep.
3:28 still left in the first period. 4-0 Gloucester. A minute left in the penalty to the fisherman. There's a shot that goes wide from the right point. Once again, it's back at the point is Sean Devon. And we have a whistle. Faceoff will be in the Gloucester end once again. So Jets doing a good job putting some pressure on this power play. And they need a goal desperately. Sam Poliski in the penalty box. Another 50 seconds for Gloucester. Back to the point. Quinn Brinkler on the right point. Sends it over to the left point. Kept in at the left point by Owen Downey. Goes down low to the right side. Played behind the cage. Several players battling for it. Who's going to come up with it? Lynn does. Comes back to the point. Brinkler through a screen. Oh, and it just trickles through and goes wide. Aiden Seitz out there. Drops it back to the left point once again. And that is Owen Downey. He sends it into the right side. Looks like a save by Vatanz in the right wing corner. Who's fighting for it over there? I don't know who number 19 is. Travis Ryan. I should know. And it's cleared by Gloucester with 9 seconds left in the penalty.
Jared Norris doing a great job digging the puck out of the corner.
Penalty is over. Fisherman control at the line, but it's offside. How do penalties work in soccer, Neil? I never could figure that out. How does that go?
Fouls. Certain fouls get you a yellow card. Certain fouls just get possession for all the other teams.
That's all. So nobody has to leave the pitch, as it were. Oh, my. Well, that's interesting. That's tried to figure that out on lacrosse, too. No idea.
Lacrosse, you take a seat, though.
Yeah.
Like hockey.
2 minutes to go in the period. Lynn winding it up at the line. Across the line is Clary. DiFilippo can't get it. Comes back to center ice. Jets trying to form it up. Quinn Brinkler over on the other side. Far boards. Intercepted by the fisherman. At the line. Big check on James Medalla. He goes down. Fourth line out there for the fisherman. Getting some playing time. Clary across the line. Brian Clary down the slot. Shoots and it goes up over the cage. Whoa, what a shot. He had a big chance for Lynn. Back all the way back out to center ice. Wow. Brian Bergen out there. He's a freshman. He gets crunched. He's about 3 feet tall. And the Jets come up with the puck and bring it out of the zone. 2-on-4 at the moment as Mike Clardy is bumped. Gets it to Brian Clardy. He's blocked. Goes into the left wing corner. Slap shot from down low. And a save by Vatanz. Christian Alquinta closed from his left wing side. He's a freshman. Closed from the left point. But Vatanz stood tall. And if you look at the shots on goal, Lynn has outshot Gloucester 10-7. But it's 4-0 Fisherman with a minute and 18 left to go in the first period. Each coach in his first year as head coach, Mike Roberts on down to our right for the Lynn Jets, and Derek Geary right below us, dressed Natalie in a suit and dress shoes. Coach Roberts wearing a tie as well. Puck ricochets off the boards at center and goes in on the goal, and Vatan backhands it out of the zone. This could be icing on the goaltender, but it's not going to make the line. So clear all the way down to the Lynn zone by the goalie. 50 seconds left, first period, 4-0 Gloucester. Play in the Lynn end. Jets bring it out. Out to center. Across the line, Travis Ryan, captain. Loses it though. Bumped off the boards, goes in behind the cage. Derek Hopkins bounces off the boards and picks up the pass himself. Gets it over to Tim White. Broken up at the line. Jets have it. Shot along the ice. It's blocked close, up close. And cleared but not out. Kept in at the left point by Ryan. He closes. Puck goes wide. Back to the right point. Teed up on that right side. And it skips through but not on net. It goes just wide. Players fighting for it down low. A shot from the point. Oh, now there's a save. Where is it? Scrum under there, whistle not blown yet. The puck is still loose. There's the whistle. It was Owen Downey with the good shot from the right point. Now we got an elbow with a lot of activity right in the crease. 1 second, 1.9 seconds, and we have a penalty coming up left in the period. It's on Gloucester. So effectively it's at 14:59, 14:58 we'll call it. Elbow. And this is on John Mondello.
Good shot, John.
Face off will be to the right of the Tans, holding on to a four-goal lead, and there's the buzzer.
It's tough to take a penalty in the last 20 seconds. You know, it gives Lynn an opportunity in the second period.
So they'll break out in the second period with almost 2 minutes to go in the penalty, a minute and 59. But Gloucester leads 4-0.
So we'll take a break. We'll come back with a quick recap, and then we'll check in with the Marblehead girls hockey coach, Chris Wells, whom we talked to on Monday night. So a quick break. We'll be right back.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposits, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Fabulous Fridays and Sunday brunch are back at the Gloucester House. World-renowned for its lobster dishes and fresh seafood specialties, the Gloucester House Restaurant, 63 Rogers Street, uses only locally caught, fresh North Atlantic seafood, offering traditional dining as well as catering to your private function needs. There is something for everyone and every occasion at the Gloucester House. Owned and operated by the Linquata family since 1959, they offer fabulous Friday lunch and dinner specials. And don't forget Sunday brunch from 10 to 2. For more information, go to GloucesterHouse.com.
Okay, first-year head coach Chris Wells is with us now at Marblehead High School, and a great legacy, great program, Marblehead girls hockey. How you doing, Chris?
Pretty good.
Very good. It's you guys off to a terrific start, I understand. And tell us a little bit about, now you played one game or two so far?
Played two games. First game we lost to Peabody. Outplayed them most of the game. Goalie played well for them. Just couldn't get the puck in the net. And then this past Saturday, we played Beverly, and we beat them 5-1. Girls play well. Girls play hard. So, I really stress them just the fact that our team is needs to work hard for three periods and work hard every shift.
Coach, before we talk about that and some other stuff with your team, tell us a little bit about yourself, because it's the first time we've had a chance to meet you. And, we know the legacy over there at Marblehead with Coach Hudak and so on. So tell me a little bit about your background and how you got where you are.
Well, originally not from this area, so worked in the golf industry, made my way kind of traveling back from Florida and here, and was out of hockey for a while, and I kind of finally got a full-time job up here and got involved with Cape Ann Youth Hockey and coached there for a couple seasons, and then after that I went and heard about an assistant job opening up at Marblehead High School last year, and so I joined the team last year and kind of taking a step down, step back from the program a little bit. They were looking for a head coach, and I went ahead and applied for it. And here I am today, and it's been really fun.
What's the makeup of your team? Is it a co-op?
Yes, it is. Yeah, so I've got a bunch of schools. I've got Marblehead, Swampscott, and then I've got some girls from Hamilton, Wenham, Gloucester, and Manchester.
Oh, man, okay. All right, and okay, so what's it mean beating Beverly coming back after the Peabody game?
I mean, it was great. I you know, not being from around here, I guess it's been a long time since our team has beat Beverly. I know Beverly, you know, lost some key players from last year, but, you know, the girls are really excited. It's just nice to get that win early in the season. You know, they've been working hard for me in practice, and I just stress how hard they need to work, you know, to get better, improve, you know, to do it. It's a short season. We've got a tough schedule, and, you know, every game is important. You know, we just can't take a game off. You know, we have less than 20 games. So, you know, I just stress how important every game is.
Yeah, Coach, you know, you mentioned the big win over Beverly. I think it was the first time in 5 years. I think I saw it in the paper tonight before I left the house. And because in the last 4 years, Beverly has just had a truly dominant team with some outstanding individual talent. But even still, that talent just rotates up, and it's like rows of shark's teeth. You lose one set of teeth, and all of a sudden, there's a whole other set waiting to come at you. So a win for your program certainly has to be a great measuring stick for this point in the season. But with so many communities, how do you work your practice times?
You know, it's pretty easy. You know, the girls are used to this, and, you know, some of these girls have kind of played with each other on other teams and stuff, so they all really know each other. So there isn't that vibe of, like, it feels like a travel team. They are pretty close-knit, and the practice times, you know, we just worked out with our AD at Marblehead, and it just seems to all work out. You know, I know some of the girls from Gloucester, it's a little bit of a ride to get here, you know, home ice, that's their home state, but, you know, they make the commitment, and, you know, it's well-received by all the girls. I mean, there's no feeling. I honestly feel like they're all from the same school. You know, it's got that vibe to it.
You know, certainly, you mentioned the word the commitment, and certainly that they do have to make that. And I think that would be one of the things that would draw them all together, realizing that it is a co-op team. And in order to make the team work, they've all got to really, you know, you said commit themselves to getting to practice and getting the games on time and putting in a common effort for the common goal of winning.
Yeah, I mean, you know, beginning of the season, before the first practice, I just stressed to them. I said, you know, this is, you know, you signed up for this. This is a commitment. You know, I expect you guys, you know, school comes first and then hockey, you know, and you know, you have to sometimes, you know, manage your time and say, you know, I need to do this so I can make practice. You know, I told them, I said, you know, it's just inexcusable to miss practices for, you know, little reasons. But, you know, you made this commitment. I want you to commit to the team. You know, if you don't want to commit, then, you know, we'll move on without you. But, you know, that's part of playing sports. I think it's just, you know, it teaches you that commitment, you know, and it just helps you on later in life.
I was going to say, it's just not a sports lesson. That's a life lesson, especially in time management where, you know, you're coming from Gloucester, you're coming from Hamilton-Wenham, and you have got to make your allotment for your schoolwork, oftentimes your travel time, your practice time, and then travel time back home again, and then an allotment for, you know, again, more school time if necessary.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what I stressed to him, you know, and when I came into the job, I said, you know, this is, you know, sports is, you know, you can learn a lot about yourself playing on a sports team, and it kind of gives you, you know, teach you for life as far as just, you know, how to handle everything, how to handle disappointments, how to handle success, you know, how to work well with others. You know, I think it's a great thing. It's good for the girls, you know, and they've been handling it great so far, you know, and I just hope to see them keep working hard at it and keep it up.
Coach, tell us a little bit about your early season leaders. Who are they?
You know, right now my captains are Grace Maroney, who is actually my only senior on the team. Just works hard, 100 miles an hour, you know, anything you ask her to do. Sydney Cresta, my other captain, she's probably our best player. You know, she's our goal scorer, her kind of a soft gun set girl. You know, and, you know, when it comes to crunch time, she seems to always find a way to put the puck in the net. And then on defense, you know, Caroline Kinn, she's another hard-working, stay-at-home defenseman, you know, played well last year, playing well this year, you know, really looking. I told my captain straight up, you know, I was going to be pretty hard on them because I'm looking for them to be leadership. You know, I don't want to be, like, over them and just be, you know, up in their face all the time. I want the girls to be able to learn how to lead each other, you know, work well with each other. You know, I don't want to babysit them. I told them they're in high school now. I'm trying to teach them to, you know, move on and to be young adults.
What's coming up this week, Coach?
This week, we've got Auburn, at Auburn. And then we get a little little break in the action. We got a couple practices before Christmas, and after Christmas, on the 27th, we play Oakmont. So, two kind of lengthy road trips, a little Christmas break in between. So, and then just to see how we do. Like I said, each game's important, and we need to get the wins, going early.
Okay, first-year head coach Chris Wells is with us now at Marblehead.
Okay, we don't want to start that all over again. That was Chris Wells and Marblehead girls hockey coach. We're back. I'm Rick Moore along with Neil Dineen, formerly of Rockport High School and a coach of multiple sports. And what's your impression of that first period there, Coach?
Well, Lynn had a couple of good opportunities, but they kept getting into the penalty box. Gostowitz did a couple of good rushes, and they just found the net. Four goals and five shots.
Yeah, we should point out shots on goal after that first period. Lynn, 12, and Gloucester, 7. But the Fishermen lead 4-0. Tim White scored at 138. John Mondello scored at 138. White the assist. It was Gloucester making it 2-0 at 239 with Chris Noyes scoring unassisted, I believe. The third goal was at 6:18. That came off the stick of Robbie Horn with Noyes getting an assist. And then Jared Morris making it 4-0. Foul play goal at 8:02 with Poliski and Brennan getting the assist. As we start the second period, Gloucester will be shorthanded with John Mondello in the penalty box, serving an elbowing penalty. 1 minute and 59 seconds remaining in that penalty. So the Jets now will be moving from left to right. They got all red jerseys with black numerals and black pants. Gloucester with the white jerseys, some red piping, and the red pants, red numerals. Here we go. Lynn Jets control the puck to start the second period. They're down by 4. John DeFilippo across the line, getting it to Clowdy. Mike Clowdy down low. Clowdy loses it, and it's cleared out easily by the Fisherman. I think it was Lucas Cornetta on the penalty kill. Not sure. I didn't get the number from this angle.
Sam Poliski.
Poliski, number 20. Yeah, that's a far cry from number 7. Well, this is icing on Lynn, and that just won't do, man, if you're on the man advantage. So the Jets will bring it back. Now we have 90 seconds left in the penalty to Mondello. But this faceoff is in the Lynn zone. You got to be careful down here if you're a Lynn Jet, man. Jack Gallant in goal for the Jets. He's faced 7 shots, and Foster has scored 4 times. But Lynn wins the faceoff, and they will bring it out of the zone. John DeFilippo with a long stretch broken up at the line. Gets it to Mike Clardy across the line. He's got Brian Clardy on the right side. Dumps it back instead to DeFilippo. Backhands it around the net to Clardy. This is Brian Clardy, the big dude. Drops it back to the right point. Off the stick of Quinn Brinkler. Has to go back and retrieve it. And he'll send it across to Sean Devon, who's dumped at center ice. Brinkler will retreat even further. Check it. It's Mike Clardy going behind the cage. And he'll wheel it around and bring it out. He's been out there for quite a while. Still with it across the line. Mike Clardy. He's got Brian Clardy on the right. Checked off the play. Drops it back. Sean Devon blocked up tight. Taken away by Gloucester. Derek Hopkins. He's out there by himself with a one-on-one across the line. Picking up some help. Backhanded. Can't get it toward the goal. Has to go into the left wing corner. Drops it back to the left point. Teed up shot. Saved by Gallant. Along the ice. Gloucester shorthanded. Applying the pressure. Hopkins has it for the Fisherman. Heads to the net. Shoots. And where is it? Save Galani sits on it. He's not sure where. Yeah, he's got it. He is sure where it is. That was shorthanded. 21 seconds left in the power play for Lynn. And the faceoff will be to the right of goaltender Gallant, the Lynn goaltender. Four nothing. Gloucester leads. Second period just underway. Played about a minute and a half. Lynn finally has the puck. Travis Ryan gets it up to center ice, but not out. Stick right back in by Gloucester. Nice move by Cornetta. Trumps it back to the right side, closing from the right point. Stick handling shot goes wide. As good pressure that time by the Fishermen's, who was that? Jack Sperry coming from the right point. Sperry has it again. Sticks it along the board, trying to get in deep. Penalty is over. Wrist shot from close range. Save off the stick of Noyes, who has a goal tonight. Down low, Cornetta fighting for the puck, taken away by the Jets. Owen Downey gets it out of the zone, all the way into the Gloucester end. And two men fighting for it down low. Who's got it? Cornetta picks it up all the way around the boards, out of the zone. Nice soft feed across the line to Field. And it goes in really kind of unattended. Brian Parisi out there in the third line for Gloucester. Play is in the Gloucester zone. Parisi fights for it. Sperry, I think, is going to be called for a penalty. Charging on Sperry. So they weathered the first storm of 2 minutes to start the period. Now Sperry puts Gloucester in the hold again. On the charging call, this comes at 2:54.
You can't keep doing that.
It will catch up to you. They had about half the game against Linfield. Gloucester were shorthanded. Almost half the game. Face off to the left of Gloucester's goaltender Vatanz. Fought for it. DiFilippo sends it behind the cage. Slapped at and out of the zone by E.J. Field. Jets trying to form something up on offense. Play is at center right now. Taken off the boards by Mike Flaherty, trying to feed Brian Flaherty on the left wing this side, but it's chipped back out to center ice. Brian Flaherty has it this time across the line. Broken up. Back to center it comes.
Field and Mars are doing a great job on this penalty kill.
Absolutely. Quinn Brinkler ahead. DiFilippo right side, left side Flaherty. Shot, save. Cleared out of the zone. Cleared away from the net by the Fisherman. Good opportunity for Lynn that time. Another shot that's deflected wide. This one from the left point. Picked up along the right point by Brinkler. Gets it over on the left side to Petkovic. Around it goes. Brinkler has it again from the right point. This time he'll feed it down low. Left point shot from the left side. Oh, man. Terrific opportunity by Clardy. He fired it wide from the right point. The bomb is blocked up tight by E.J. Field, who went down and deflected it. Still in the Gloucester zone. 41 seconds left in the man advantage for Lynn. Brian Clardy is going to be checked into the boards by Ryan Muniz. And that allows Sam Poliski to come up with it. But he, in turn, is forechecked. Center point, shot Devin along the ice. Picked up and taken away by Muniz. Big collision behind the cage. And the puck comes out to center ice. 17 seconds left in the man advantage. Good pressure by Lynn. Just can't quite get it on goal. Although they have outshot Gloucester so far 13-10. The student body side of things has filled in from the Gloucester point of view. Fisherman clear it in. The penalty is over. And we have another penalty. High stick. I don't know what this one is. Another penalty, and this was called from kind of away from the play. Another penalty on Gloucester. This is on Jack Sperry again. Second consecutive penalty on Sperry. I gotta hear what this one is, Neil. I don't know what this is.
Interference. He was coming out of the penalty box, trying to get into the Gloucester bench area, and there was a collision on ice. They call it for interference. Cheap call.
Thank you for clearing that up. Okay, so another two-minute power play for Lynn and the Jets. Now, this might be a makeup call here. Or what?
The net off the...
Oh, okay. Net became dislodged. So the Jets have another 2 minutes to play with on offense. They had some good pressure. Their power play has been pretty good.
Well, they've had like one or two good opportunities on the power play. They take a long time to get it, and then they're shooting wide or high.
From center point down, he shoots and scores! And now it's 4-1. Power play goal for Lynn. And I think you mentioned it, Neil. You can't keep doing that.
Owen Downey shot it. I don't know if it was deflected, but it's now 4-1. That's a power play goal for Lynn, and this penalty, the goal comes at 5:15 of the second. Let's see who got the goal and the assist. Lynn's on the board now, 4-1, Gloucester. And Sperry still has to set out the rest of his penalty, but Gloucester can replace him on the ice, 5-on-5. Play goes into the fisherman end. Full strength, kept in right point by Aiden Seitz. Fights for it. Still sticked in. Justin Main keeps it in for Lynn. In the right wing corner, Jets trying to bring it out. Or check it, Gloucester brings it out. And stick handling is Chris Noyes. All the way, weaving through players. Dumps it, looks ahead for a centering pass. Noyes cuts across the crease, gets it back. Backhands it wide. Gloucester trying to get some action going on offense with Robbie Horn with it. Drops it back to the right point. Poliski tees it up. Gallant had no idea where it was. Didn't get through. Centering pass. And Robbie Horn can't do much with it. That allows Aiden Seitz to pick it up. Get it into the Gloucester end. Brian Muniz with it. Full house change for Lynn. Look at him come out. But across the line, Gloucester, centering pass, nothing there, intercepted by Mike Flaherty into the right wing corner. Still in the Gloucester zone, shoots it around the boards, intercepted by the fisherman, nope, Brian Flaherty with it. He's got some skating room on the right side, heads to the middle, along the ice, shoots, and it's a save by Vitanz, goes into the right wing corner. Poliski is bumped, gets it over on the side to his partner. Looks like it's Marshall out there.
Lynn's power play goal was by Owen Downey, the left defenseman.
All right, so Downey does get it. He's the guy who shot it, and it's a pretty shot. He gets the goal. 4-1. Oh, man, right across the goal mouth, raising his stick, thinking he had a goal, was Ethan Brennan. But it's a save.
Gallant was looking behind him. He thought it was through as well.
Brennan just skated across and tucked it into Gallant, but Gallant apparently sat on it. Wow, so the score is 4-1 with Downey getting Lynn on the board. 7:55 left to go, second period. Face off in front of the Gloucester student body, which is the Lynn zone. Who's got it? Jets will bring it out. Travis Ryan across the line. He's a sophomore, a senior rather. Can't do much with it. Has to put on the brakes. Drops it back to the left point. Devin can't collect it. Goes into the right wing corner. Derek Hopkins fighting it for Gloucester. He gets it. Brings it out of the zone. Right wing feed at the line. Broken up. Nice poke check at the line by Justin Main. Lynn has it at center. Kristen Alquinta with it. Stick handling, goes all the way, shoots, saved by Vitanz, goes back into the corner. Alquinta is a defenseman, he's playing up front right now. And it's just cleared out of the zone by Gloucester kind of weakly, easily. Fisherman needing a change. Across the line, shot from long range by John McDonald. And that forces Vitanz to make the save. That was a tough one. Shot it from about the top of the left wing circle.
Putting on the Jets. He's really skating hard. Ross has got to be prepared for him. He's got a little extra step.
And he carries it well for the defenseman. 6:57 left to go. Second period. Face off to the right of Vitanz. Gloucester leading 4-0. All their goals coming in the first period. Owen Downey getting Lynn on the board here in the second. John McDonald with it for Lynn. Trying to get some help. He does. Seitz has it. Backhands it around. McDonald will chase it down. Poliski, though, will backhand it back to Ryan Muniz, who fires it across ice to the left side, gets it out of the zone. Cornetta in a race for it. Left wing side, centering pass. Nobody home. Blocked out in front. Cornetta picks it up, shoots it up over the goal. Goes into the right wing corner. Scrum for it over there on the right. Matt Devin clears it out of the zone. And John McDonald will try to catch up with it, but Sam Poliski is there first. Big Gloucester defenseman gets it to center, and it is picked up by the fisherman. Robbie Horn loses it.
cleared back in on goal by Lynn. Another line change on the fly by the Jets. Noise across the line. He is checked heavily into the boards and broken up nicely by
Quinta
again. Christian El Quinta. He's a freshman. Big kid for a freshman. 5:48 left to go in the period. 3-goal lead for Gloucester. But Lynn getting up off the mat and playing hard in this second period. Gloucester from the left point. Sperry shoots it wide. And Don DiFilippo has it. Big hit at center ice and cleared back in by the fisherman into the jet zone. It's offside, I guess. Or is it icing? It's icing. I guess that clearing was from the other side of the blue line. .528 left to go. Second period. A few more people here in the stands now. Remember the old Boston Garden, Neil, when the Celtics would play there and your halftime entertainment with two guys sweeping the floor? You remember that? That was your halftime entertainment.
Right on our back wouldn't allow anything else.
Each guy would start at the other end. They'd cross each other at the middle until they had the whole floor swept, and that was it. But now, you got to have lasers and light shows and flash pots and loud music. Every time there's a stop and play. Lynn has the puck in play in the Gloucester zone. Fisherman Jack Sperry gets it to center ice. Gloucester playing just about everybody tonight. And right now they've got their fourth line out there. Luke Rail with it, shot, and he scores! The puck is out of the net. I'm confused, Neil. What happened?
Ethan Brennan. That's a goal. Went in, hit the center pipe, and bounced out.
Wow, okay. So it's Brennan with the goal. I was looking at the wrong number. I was looking at 11 on Lynn. But it's 11 for Gloucester, which would be Morris, but you said Brennan got it, number 10.
Morris got it.
It is Morris, yeah. Okay. That one happened quick, but I didn't even see it. 9:59, time of the goal. Morris makes it 5-1.
It's important for Gloucester to take the game back.
There's a big discussion by Mike Roberts. He is, I think, pleading his case that it might not be a goal.
He's claiming it hit the crossbar.
Did you see it? I didn't see it.
Tough angle, but it looked like it hit that center pipe in the back of the net.
Okay. So Brennan with the goal. Pardon my mix-up. The wrong 11. 5-1 Gloucester. First period goals by White, Noyes, Morris, and Horn. Took it five different goal scorers for Gloucester. So it's unassisted for Morris. .515, face-off just outside the Gloucester zone. And this one is won by Lynn. Andrew Petrie.
Travis Ryan starting to lose his cool for Lynn.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. You don't want to get frustrated. There's a check up high. Way up high, but no call, and we'll just let it be. No harm, no foul, I guess. Gloucester clears it in to the Lynn end. Fisherman leading 5-1 at this point. 4:18 left to go, second period. Centering pass, shot, score.
Mondello.
Mondello? Yep. Up over the shoulder of Gallant. Up over his left shoulder.
6-1. Roster. That's Mondello's second goal of the season. This comes at 10:45 of the second. Noise with it, backhands it, goes wide. I didn't get the second assist. Hopkins got the first. 6-1 Gloucester, 3:51 left to go. Lynn needing to get on the board again now, quickly. DiFilippo from long range, it's blocked up tight. Kept in by Mike Clardy, but he loses it, and Gloucester brings it right out of the zone once again. Robbie Horn with it from long range. He wants to change up. He'll come off, slides it around. Gloucester will affect the line change, get some other players out there, but it is DiFilippo shot. Where is it?
Nice glove save.
Yeah, nice glove save by Vatanz. And faceoff will be in the Gloucester zone. So let's see who's out there now. I think Gloucester's third line might be out there. Is it 19 or 18? Let me see here.
19 and 20.
Yeah, okay. Yep. James Vidala is out there, along with Ryan Parisi and Ryan Bergen. It is their fourth line. Of course, Gloucester goes basically with two sets of defensemen. I got to see who the other one is. I've only been calling three names here on defense. I wonder if they're only playing three tonight. 3:10 left to go, second period, 6-1 Gloucester. Lynn out shooting the Fisherman 18-13, but Gloucester with a five-goal lead. Play is in the Gloucester end. Backhand is just kind of goes harmlessly into the left-wing corner off the stick of Aiden Sykes. And then it bounces around and is covered up by the Tans as the puck crosses the crease. Who the heck is that fourth defenseman? They've got Yanis Poliski and there's Sperry, and I...
Jeremy Abreu.
Who is it?
Jeremy Abreu, number 17. He's been out.
Okay.
Maybe not full time.
Okay. So we haven't seen Harrison Marshall tonight.
Abreu's out there now.
2:45 left to go in the period. Gloucester across the line with a 2-on-1 offside. Ethan Brennan just a step over the line with E.J. Field bringing the puck across the line. Tomorrow night we have basketball on MSONewsSports.com on MSO Radio. It's Marblehead at Gloucester, boys basketball. So we've had a busy week with basketball. Last night, hockey tonight, and more basketball tomorrow night. Bill Newell will have that game for you. Again, that's Marblehead at Gloucester, boys basketball. This one's Gloucester 6, Lynn 1 in the second period, winding down. Big hit out at center ice on Brennan, but he shakes it off as he was crunched by Owen Downey, who has the goal for Lynn. Play goes all the way into the Gloucester end. Travis Ryan can't keep it in. Fisherman break it out. Field dips it through. Out of the goal is Gallant. Makes the save. Sticks it into the corner. Fisherman still controlling. Right point. Penalty coming up on Lynn. There it goes to Abreu. He slides it down low. Stick handling through the middle. Shot. And it's a save block out in front, actually, off the stick of Ethan Brennan, and the penalty is called.
Come on, let's get one here. Let's get one here and finish up.
This is a busy score sheet tonight, Coach.
This is 22. Quinn Brinkler with a slash.
Yep. Brinkler is the captain, one of the two captains. 13:01, time of the penalty. And that will effectively carry through the end of the second period with a minute 58 seconds left. Hopkins across the goal mouth. The goal is empty, but it's covered up by Gallant, sliding across and sitting on it, putting his glove on it. Got to total up these penalties after this period. Man, there have been a lot of them.
Face off to the right of the line. Gloucester controlling it. Shot from a bad angle by Tim White. Saved by Gallant to the right point. Poliski with it. Shoots it in looking for Hopkins. He sticks it ahead. One hands it back to the line. And it's kept in by Mondello. He's hit up high by Clardy. But Hopkins is wheeling out in front of the net. Drops it down the slot. Slap shot. The bomb by Poliski goes wide. Oh, a backhanded shot. White has it. And he's across the goal mouth. Saved by Gallant. Up over everything. Best save of the night by Gallant. Off of White. Back to the right point. Poliski with it. As Gloucester just setting up a shooting gallery right now. Poliski through the slot. Down low. And bumped off the play as Hopkins. Can't come up with it. Mondello keeps it in. Left point. Backhanded it around to Tim White. White drops it back to the point. Shot by Poliski. Deflected wide. Derek Hopkins has it. Left wing corner. Drops it back to Mondello. Back to White. Midboards left side. Drops it to center point. Down low to the right side. Centering pass. Hopkins can't come up with it. 46 seconds left in the period. 46 seconds left in the penalty. Centering pass. White at an open net. Couldn't put it home. Misfired. And Brian Clardy clears it. All kinds of chances for Gloucester. But Gallant was pretty darn good in that flurry. In net. 28 seconds left in the period in the penalty. That's what you call goal sucking. two Gloucester players offside way down in the zone. And so they're calling a penalty. I don't know what's going on here.
Too many men on the ice.
How about that? Well, that evens things up. Gloucester, penalty will be served by a brew. Was there, well, I'll ask you in a second here. 23 seconds left to go. We get a chance to ask you about a frustrating call in soccer when you're coaching. I mean, too many men on the ice, you know, too many men on the field, that kind of thing. Something that just drives you crazy. 4-on-4 right now. As Gloucester ices it. Anything like that in soccer, you know, a particular, like, just drives you crazy that you coach up?
No, it's always the fouls that are committed, you know, late in the half. You know, something stupid, they'd end up giving up a goal in the last minute of a half or the first minute of a half.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are the frustrating ones. But you can't change on the fly, so it's a little different.
Right. Well, time winding down with Gloucester having the puck. Chris Noyes at center ice with a 1-on-2, 3 seconds left, tries to center it, blocked up tight, and nothing doing, and that will end the second period.
We'll have to watch this in the third period. I don't think Mike Clardy, the senior captain for Lynn, I don't think he's lost a faceoff all night.
Really? I haven't even noticed that. All right. He's good. He is the captain. There are two captains. Let me see. No, he is the captain. Yep, nope. Travis Ryan, also co-captain. Travis Ryan, Mike Clardy, the captains for Lynn. But after two, it is now 6-1 Gloucester. Goals in the second period, Jared Morris for the Fisherman, assisted by Poliski and Brennan. The foul play, no, I'm sorry, it was a Sperry. I'll get it right here, let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4. Downey. Owen Downey scored for Lynn to make it 4-1 at 5:15. That was a foul play goal. But then it was Jared Morris scoring at 9:59, then assisted to make it 5-1. And that was followed up by John Mondello's score at 10:45 with the assist to Hopkins. So, after two from the Talbot Rink at the O'Malley School in Gloucester, it is Gloucester 6 and Lynn 1.
Well, Gloucester had a much better effort in the second period. They get a few more shots, so they're starting to even things out. They're still being outshot by 3, 18-15, but that they're climbing back in. They're
okay.
Giving up the easy opportunities.
And Gloucester with 8 goals, I believe, the other night against Swampscott. So they've got some firepower. Okay, we'll take a break. Come back. Listen to Steve Baldessari. He's the Danvers High School hockey coach. We talked to him on Monday night. We'll be back.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever you plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Now talking with the Gloucester coach, didn't like Mike Roberts.
All right, we are back now with Danvers hockey coach Steve Baldessari. And coach, haven't seen you in a couple of weeks. Congratulations on the great start.
Thank you very much, guys. Great to hear from you.
Steve, I know you had a big win the other night. What was that, 7-0? Was that over Peabody? Did I have that right?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, so give me a little précis on their first two games so far.
You know what? Expectations are really high this year, obviously. You know, with the great finish and the great season we had last year and the good turnaround from my first year, you know, expectations are really high. I think we played okay against Triton in the first one. I think we made a couple mistakes and they capitalized. You know, Triton's a good hard-nosed team. That was one of the reasons we put them on the schedule. I thought we could have finished a little bit better in that Triton game. You know, and then we had a big penalty kill at the end. Last four plus minutes of the game, we had to kill a major, which, you know, I think really killing that penalty and getting that W was big for our team going into that Peabody game. And we made a lot of good strides, especially in the first half of that game, corrected a lot of mistakes, and came away with a good win. I know Peabody's, they're young, as things go, teams go up and down with age, and they're young, but I was glad to see the things that we did and the corrections we made, and, so really happy with the results of that game.
Coach, what's in the water in Danvers that produces, you know, this consistency with success in the sports, you know, hockey, football, baseball, basketball, field hockey, soccer, boys and girls? It's just a consistent high level of production and success over the past many, many, many years. What are you guys drinking over there? it's not chlorine, and it's, you know, there's got to be something else in that water that keeps producing these kids.
You know what? There's a lot of great people in this town that spend a lot of quality time, you know, in youth sports and all age levels and all sports, boys and girls, especially at the younger levels, you know. So, I mean, that has to be one of the main reasons why. And, you know, and then you have great families in the town that, you know, really, really put an emphasis and, on development rather than, you know, wins and losses. You know, youth sports have changed over the years, and, you know, we could have a whole show on that. But, you know, I go down to the ballpark in the summertime, and now my oldest plays lacrosse, and I go down to the lacrosse field, or, you know, just this Saturday indoors at Topps Field, you know, there's a lacrosse game going on. My oldest is playing in, and you got three guys on the sidelines that are coaching. You know what I mean? And at the end, when you get to the high school level, you know, that pays dividends for you as a high school coach when they come in here and, you know, and they have a really good idea of, you know, what to do out in the field or on the ice or whatever it may be. You know, hockey's obviously taking a turn. We know with the whole select leagues and all these travel leagues and stuff. You know, families are putting a lot of effort and time and spending a lot of money in hockey. And, you know, we're starting to see guys coming in here that are, you know, that are seasoned. And when we say something, you know, they know what we're talking about right out of the gate. I mean, the freshmen that we have this year, you know, when we say, you know, key hockey words or key hockey phrases and they know exactly what we're talking about, you know, I'm not going to say it makes it easy to coach, but, you know, you might have a little bit of advantage over somebody else.
Yeah, certainly. And it seems that over the years, Danvers hasn't really lost a high number of players, either boys or girls, to private schools. The kids tend to stay home and play with their with their friends and play for the town.
You know, I think that's different every year. I mean, I know this year, I think we only lost one player to St. John's. You know, I might be missing something, but the only one that I know of is one that left. You know, so that obviously is a big help. You know, I think over the years it's a bit different. I mean, you can go back to when I was there with guys like Peter Duncan and J.D. Batista and Danny and Dave Finn, who left and went to St. John's. And, you know, during Coach Hayes' era, you know, you get, you know, guys like Al Berry and Brian McGuirk and Brian Day that went to Govs. So, I mean, I think it just depends on the year and the players. But, you know, the good part about here is, and one of the things that I've tried to stress is, you know, back in the day, you know, we just kind of showed up to the rink, got our 50-minute practice in, and went home. You know, we're trying to treat this a little bit more than that, and, you know, and it's starting to pay off on the ice. You know, when we spend some, you know, 20, 30 minutes in the video room, you know, our guys hit the gym every Monday and get a maintenance workout. You know, we spend some time out in the turf field, you know, with tennis balls going over, you know, power play and penalty kill and neutral zone stuff. D-zone, you know, we've spent time in the parking garage there at Endicott, you know, so we're trying to get ahead, trying to get that advantage, you know, and again, it, all that little stuff really matters. And you know what, our players do a great job, you know, at school. You know, they really focus, you know, on schoolwork and get that done, so when they get to the rink at night, you know, their heads are clear and they're ready to practice, and, you know, and that focus is huge. Focus is huge.
Coach, what's your practice schedule? Because we were talking to Paul, from up at New Report, and he's got a pretty ideal situation where he can practice in the afternoon. You just mentioned practicing at night. What's your practice schedule throughout the course of the week?
Well, you know what? For a few years, we had nothing set. You know, back in the day when I came through, we were kind of all over the place. You know, when Twin Rinks closed my freshman year, we were kind of all over the place, Salem State, Peavey, Revere, you know, Saugus, Pingree, Governors. So since I've been the head coach, we've had the luxury of being at Endicott. You know, the only negative is that we're most of the time we're 9:20 at night over at Endicott. You know, so we're a little bit late. But that's the way hockey's going. You know, like I said, my oldest is in eighth grade, and he's at the rink until 10:45 every night.
Well, that's why I haven't visited you yet, Steve. I'll get there.
But you know what, Endicott is great to be at, and they do a great job. You know, they give us a lot of, whenever they can get us earlier, they get us earlier, and you know, maybe someday we can get a Twin Rinks back here in Danvers.
There you go.
I've had conversations with the town manager about it, but you know, we'll see what happens.
You mentioned some of the history, Steve, and you know, I go back to Coach Gillis, you know, and his Coach Flynn and his Coach Brown. What does it mean to you to be in that line of terrific hockey coaches at Danvers? Because as Tim was saying, there's no drop off. It's been amazing the last 30 plus years.
I mean, first off, it's an honor to be even, you know, in that group. You know, I never had the great opportunity to play for Coach Gillis, although he did get me through sophomore algebra and I got to play golf for him.
There you go.
So it was great, and you know, like I've said before, playing for Coach Flynn, you know, the emotional, you know, the way he was and how, you know, his teams were ready to play. And, and Brownie was a teammate of mine. It was a hard-nosed great player, and he was a hard-nosed coach. And I got to coach, you know, under him for a couple of years. And, you know, so it's an honor to be in that group, you know, and I'm just happy the way things are going. And, you know, the program's really on a rise, you know, from the first year I took over and to last year, you know, winning the conference. And, you know, I thought we could have done a little bit better in the tournament, but we played a really good team, you know, in Stoneham. And, you know, this year, now that our guys have, you know, had 2 years under the belts with our staff and the things that we look for, practices have been a lot smoother. You know, we're really getting after in practice, and, you know, we're really hoping for a big year, and we're all excited, and we're just going to keep, you know, one shift at a time is kind of our thing, and we're not going to get ahead of ourselves.
All right, Coach, we'll be catching up with you soon. Meantime, congratulations on the great start. Have a great week. Have a great holiday, and we'll talk to you later.
Yeah, guys.
Stronger, faster, tougher.
When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposits, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student-athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations, in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
We are patiently awaiting the return of the Gloucester fishermen to the ice, and coach was warned they could be getting a penalty if they don't get out here pretty soon. Here they come. We'll start the third period with Gloucester leading by a score of 6-1. We ran through the scoring for you a minute ago. There have been 9 penalties called in this game so far for a total of 24 minutes, a check is 18 minutes, I beg your pardon. 4 penalties on Lynn, 5 penalties on Gloucester. We start the third period with the penalty to Brinkley about to expire for Lynn, so they'll have a man advantage for about a minute and 36 seconds with the Brew in the penalty box for too many men on the ice. 6-1, Gloucester leading. Final 15 minutes. Ready to go here. Gloucester will be defending to our left with the Tans in goal. Gallant down to our right in goal for the Jets. They win the faceoff. There's another one, coach. And that's important. Gloucester being outshot 18-15 after 2 periods. Play is in the Gloucester zone as Lynn desperately needing some action here. Devin fires weakly from the left point. Brian Clardy has it, shoots and scores! He has the chance dead to right, put that wrist shot over the left shoulder, and it's 6-2. So Brian Clardy scores for Lynn, cutting the lead to 6-2, and I'm pretty sure that Sean Devon will get an assist on that one, and that is a power play. Brian Clardy, a junior. My handwriting is terrible. That comes 29 seconds in to this third period. And it's 6-2. Lynn cuts the lead. Gloucester delayed offside to start after the faceoff and after the goal. That was a pretty goal by Clardy.
Lit him zigzag in the middle, didn't put anybody on him.
He's the biggest guy on the ice, too. Although Poliski's pretty big for Gloucester. Face-off will be back in the Gloucester zone after an icing call. 6-2, Gloucester leading this one. And this face-off is controlled by the Jets. Blocked out at the point, though, and Devin slides it in deep. Gloucester will clear the zone. Goes up ahead to field. One on two. Goes in front. He's tripped. Goes down. Penalty coming up on Lynn. There it is. So another penalty, which will stop the clock. This penalty on Lynn will be their 5th of the evening.
That's field skating hard. Pressure on your defense, forcing them into an error.
Minute and 5 seconds gone in this period. I'm not putting all this up on the website tonight. I am not going to put all of it up there. We'll do the scoring. So Brinkler one of the alternate captains for Lynn is in the penalty box for 2 minutes. So the fishermen have it. Another power play for Gloucester, and they're leading 6-2 in this one. Beat Swampscott the other night by a score of 8-2 after tying Saugus and losing to Linfield. So Fisherman trying to make it two in a row. Two on one breakout for Lynn, shorthanded. Slides it back to Devin. He shoots and it goes wide. Oh man. Two on one chance, shorthanded for Ocheckin. Yeah. Lynn is on the power play. My bad. So Gloucester dodges the bullet. That was a two on one breakout with a man advantage. One, two, three. What am I doing here? One, two, three, four, five. No, Lynn short. I see these guys in the penalty box. I'm all confused. One, two, three, four, five for Gloucester. One, two, three, four for Lynn. So it was shorthanded. And that's because the Brew has to finish up his penalty, even though the penalty is over on the power play by Lynn. Booming check by Poliski on a Lynn player. He's going to have to come off the ice as he was crunched in the boards, stapled in the boards. It's DiFilippo who felt that one, but he's okay. He's going to catch his breath over here. Gloucester with a man advantage for 45 seconds more. Another shot on goal by Lynn. And remember, they are shorthanded. Fisherman cleared. This could be icing, but it's going to roll into the crease. And Gallant loses it. Shot. Save. Cornetta with the shot. Or check it. Tim White with the shot. Wrist shot. And it's cleared away by Lynn on the rebound. Mercy. Good shot by Tim White leading, stealing it. 18 seconds left in the man advantage for Gloucester. Across the line is Mondello. Still with it. Sends it into the right wing corner, but there's nobody home. Ryan Muniz tries to go collect it. Can't. Centering pass. Goes into the left wing corner. Derek Hopkins will slide it back to the left point. Teed up by Sherry. Shot goes up high. Penalty is over. 5-on-5 for the first time in the period. And we played about 4.5. Right across the goal mouth, and it can't be tucked home by Tim White. Still with it. Weaving across. Hopkins has it. Chips it in front. Oh, deflected wide by Mondello. He's wheeling at the circle, looks for Hopkins, can't collect it, comes back to the right point. Kept in at the right point by Ryan Muniz. So Gloucester, 5-on-5, just applying the pressure, cleared away by the Jets. Won't be icing, picked up by Sperry, being dogged by Andrew Patrick. But we have an offside, or is this
icing
on Gloucester? 6-2 the score, 11:15 left to go in the ball game. Actually, it's a hockey game. I get confused easily, Coach, in case you haven't noticed. So, we continue.
As long as you're not confusing the listeners, giving them the right score.
Well, I do that once in a while. I'll give them the right score once in a while just to keep them off balance. Shot from long range by the Jets is blocked and it's cleared away. Owen Downey has the goal with the opportunity that time for the Jets, but it's all the way down into the Jets zone. And Gloucester out there with... They do have their fourth line out there now. Ryan Parisi centers it, comes back out to the right point. Poliski shoots it diagonally from right to left into the corner. Parisi can't come up with it. Ryan Bergen out there, comes back to Poliski. Vidala tried to tip it. It goes wide. And it's picked up by Downey. For Lynn. At the line. Several players fighting for it. It's in the skates. There's four players on the far sideboards. And finally, it's collected by Gloucester across the line of Brew. Nice shot. Good save by Brennan. Down low. And he covers up. 10:07 left to go in the game. Shots are almost even now. 18 for Lynn, 17 for Gloucester, but it's a 6-2 Gloucester lead. Four of those goals coming in the first period. Don't forget boys basketball tomorrow on MSO New Sports. It's Marblehead at Gloucester. Bill Newell will be doing the play-by-play on that one. 7 o'clock start from Gloucester High School. Out in front. Shot by Gloucester, goes wide, and Jared Morris with a terrific wrist shot, but it just went wide. Covering up at the left point, E.J. Field retreats all the way back into his own zone and leaves it for Sperry. He'll get it across to Muniz, but he has to go into the right wing corner, and he's checked heavily down there by John McDonald. Gloucester will form it up. E.J. Field breaks through the defense, still has it in his skates, turns around, centering pass, and it goes just behind the cage. Out in front, Sperry closes. I think the cage became dislodged again. It did. That's the whistle.
Too bad. That was a good scoring opportunity for Gloucester.
So tell me about this little sojourn that BC is putting together.
Well, they're playing Iowa. Big 10 team. Iowa's favored by 3. So I think it went down to 2.5. So it's kind of a pick-em game. Both teams are 7-5.
And where's this going to be?
Yankee Stadium.
At Yankee Stadium. And who's going?
My wife, my cousin, myself.
That's cool. And then, what's that, 2 days after Christmas, he says? Alrighty then. Play back on. At center ice. Gloucester. Potential 2-on-2. We'll bring it across the line. Centering pass. Goes nowhere as Robbie Horn couldn't hook up with noise. Goes into the left wing corner. But it's picked up by Lucas Cornetta. He loses it back to the point. Polisky. Excuse me. Polisky hammers Mike Clardy. Who gets the worst of it. But he bounces right back up like a weevil. And it goes over to Chris Noyes, who chips it into the line, taken away, right back out to center by Mike Clardy. Across the line, he's looking for some help, but he, in turn, is leveled once again, and he bounces up once again. My, my, my. Lynn with it at center.
Clardy's going to be sore after this shift.
I just hope it doesn't get too chippy here. Got enough penalties in this game. Brian Clardy, great effort, trying to go through three players, and he's finally checked away, comes all the way out to center ice. 8:14 left to go in the game. 6-2, Gloucester leading this one. Hopkins centers it. White scores. No chance that time for the Lynn goaltender, Gallant. 7-2.
Goalkeeper change
for Lynn. This goal comes at 6:51.
Sophomore Kenny Perez is taking over for Gallant.
Hopkins gets the assist to White. That was a beautiful play. Hopkins in digging it out in the right wing corner, centering it to White, and he just had to redirect the stick up all into the goal. So with the goaltender change, Gloucester leading 7-2. Backhander goes around, and the slot shot goes wide up over everything by Ryan Muniz. Back to the right point. Muniz covering up now, back at the right point after that shot, getting back in position. Hopkins back to Muniz. High backhander goes into the right wing corner. 5-goal lead for Gloucester. With White the goal. The most recent goal. And for White, that's his second of the night, third of the season. 7 minutes left to go in the third. Lynn down by 5. Another big check out at center ice. Gloucester's fourth line out there once again. Broken up. Bergman is broken up at the line. Lynn comes back on the other end. Mike Clardy can't pick it up. It's in his skates. Loses it. Back out to center ice. Come the fisherman. Across the line is Ryan Parisi, but he has checked away and goes back into the Gloucester end. 6.5 left to go in the game. 7-2 Gloucester. In the left wing corner, offensive zone. Ryan Parisi sits down, still fighting for the puck. It's a chip back to Jacob Enos out there on the left defense now. Getting some playing time. Polisky will outrun DiFilippo into the Gloucester left wing corner for that one. But DiFilippo sends it back to the left point. Misfires. Filippo has it. Check it. It's Mike Clardy going right across the goal mouth. Back to Brian. Shot. It's in the shoulder. Saved by Vatanz.
Great job by Vatanz. Not letting a rebound up on that shot. Big Brian Clardy was right there on the doorstep if anything got loose.
Kenny Perez is the new goalie now for the Lynn Jets. I think I mentioned Gallant a minute ago, but Gallant's out and Kenny Perez is in. Good that I gave you, there was a sheet there with the former, yeah, here it is. I just want to see who these guys play next. Right down the slot, 2-on-1, shot score. Roster scores once again. This is a setup from Field over to Brennan. Same type of play as the most recent goal, and Gloucester now leads 8-2. So Brennan gets another goal tonight, and that was set up by Field. And the time of this goal is at 9:21. Oh, check it, 9:11.
Lynn's given a great effort tonight, but it'll be a tough bus ride home.
Oh, yeah. But Lynn will have to regroup. They'll play Swampscott next on a week from tonight, Wednesday, December 27th. They'll be playing Swampscott in the Lynn Christmas Tournament. Gloucester, meanwhile, will be playing Matinon on Saturday, and that will be right here. Wow. That's something I never would have thought of back in the day. As play resumes, we get some chippiness going on, and we've got slashing, I think, on Gloucester.
Warriors coming up to Gloucester. That should be a great game.
Indeed. All right, this penalty comes at 9:48. Penalty is to Brennan, who just got the goal. And I've actually run out of room on my score sheet here. For Brennan.
Brennan and Main both going into the box.
Oh, matchings. Okay.
Maybe they're still skating 5-on-5. Though.
Yep, with the matching, yep. Okay, thank you. Brennan's second goal of the season. And with 5:10 left to go, we'll resume the play. John Devon for Lynn, trying to get this thing going. At least get another goal or two with the Jets down by 6 now. Clock under 5 minutes. Play is in the Gloucester end. A little sloppy at the moment. Chris Noyes leads the attack out of the zone. He's got a winger with him on the right side. Centering pass. This one goes across the goal mouth as Robbie Horn couldn't quite catch up to it. Back out to center ice. Jets with it. Devon loses it. Ryan Minnies has it. Gets it to Cornetta. Headmans it to Horn over on left wing side. The Jets intercept at center. Andrew Petrie with it. And it's getting a little silly now. Another penalty. Another penalty on Gloucester.
Tripping call.
Mondello, yep. And this one is at 10:40. Draw to the right of the 10s. One once again by Clardy. Mike Clardy centers it to Brian Clardy. Shoots it wide. Man, he's on the doorstep. Just shot it wide. Back to Devon. Deflected down low to the right wing side. Poliski with it. He's dumped. Falls down. And kept in by the Jets. 4 minutes left to go in the game. Off the sideboards, Brian Clardy fires it, saved by Vatan's glove side. Score remains 8-2, Gloucester. Goals in this period, Tim White and Ethan Brennan for the Fishermen. White's third, Brennan second. Chris Noyes, leading goal scorer for Gloucester through 4 games with 4 goals. Face off to the left this time of the 10. Big Brian Clardy gets it to Devon. Slap shot, scores. Oh no!
That's a goal.
They kept play going, but that was similar to the goal we saw a little while ago.
That was a snipe.
Oh yeah, what a shot by Devon. Woohoo! Mercy. He blasted it from, 25 feet inside the blue line, top of the left wing circle, and that thing went up over the shoulder of the Tans. Tremendous shot by Devin, making the score now 8-3. Gloucester comfortably on top. Time of the goal is at 11:11. 3:49 left to go. 21 shots for Lynn, 19 for Gloucester. 8-3 is your score, with the Fisherman leading it.
Connor Matanz, the sophomore goalie for Gloucester, he has not given up too many rebounds. They've been charging the net, but he's been keeping them at bay.
Good point. He has not given up rebounds. That's a lot of shots. Third line, fourth line out there for Gloucester once again. And they're all bunched up on the far sideboards, all three of them. Okay. And the little guy comes away with it. The freshman, he's tripped as he goes toward the net and can't poke it home. And that is Ryan Bergen.
He still got a shot off while he was down on the ice.
Yeah, littlest guy on the ice, and he drew the penalty, I believe. Another penalty, I might add.
The Lynn penalties have just been due to Gloucester's skating effort. They've been working really hard, and Lynn's reaching.
This game should get over somewhere before midnight. These penalties are crazy. Well, this one is against
Brinkler. Again.
Brinkler, yep.
Many penalties for your alternate captain.
Your
yep. Line defender.
11:37, the time of this penalty. Play resumes. Gloucester's fourth line out there once again. Across the line is DeFilippo looking for Clardy. Still has it. Brian Clardy comes over to help out on the far sideboards, right wing corner. He's stick handling toward the goal, tries to tuck it in, can't with the wraparound. No go, drops it back to the right point. Closing from the right point, wrist shot. Wilcox save. As Mike Clardy.
We had another penalty.
Yep. Wristed it. Patan's made the save, and here's another penalty. Tripping on Ryan Bergen, the freshman.
He's a freshman.
Bergen. Bergen. He's a freshman. So.
He's filling out the scorebook in the stat line in
yep.
This last few minutes.
Yeah. Well, minute 36 left in the Lynn penalty. 2 minutes on the Bergen penalty. 2:58 left to go in the game. Gloucester leads 8-3. And these last 4 or 5 minutes of the game have taken about 35 minutes so far. Once again, the draw won by Lynn, intercepted by Gloucester. Now bring it out. E.J. Field all by himself. Gets some help finally from Jared Moss. Trailing the play. Goes into the right wing corner. Moss shoots and scores. He just slid across the crease from right to left and put it up over the right shoulder of Kenny Perez. 9-3, Gloucester. No, 12:19. Gloucester making it 9-2. 2:36 left to go in the game. 21 shots apiece in this one, but it's 9-2 Gloucester. They will move up to 2-1-1. The Jets will fall to 1-1. Breakout for Gloucester, and another shot saved by Perez as that was James Vidala. That's White's third goal. Hat trick for White. Fourth goal of the year. Abreu gets the assist. Another stoppage in play. think my computer went to sleep here. I got to wake it up. There we go. 9-3. 2:09 left to go in the game. Puck is in the Lynn end, where it's been most of this third period. Play down low, fighting for the puck is... Luisi Tavlasa, another one. Out in front, it's Cornetta. Took my eye off the action for a second, and they scored the 10th goal. 13:09. Lucas Cornetta, his second of the season, if he gets it. Okay. All right, so the face-off. Play goes into the Gloucester end. It's going to be a long shot on goal. From one goal line to the other, forcing Perez to make the save. Parisi with an assist on Cornetta's goal. And this is going to be a little too much to recap here. And there's a shot and a save by Perez. So we're going to bail out of this thing at the end of the game, coach, and get out of here. But I'll post all these scores later. 10 goals for Gloucester, suffice it to say. They got some firepower. They scored 8 against Swampscott. That's a lot of goals in 2 games.
It's an exciting team. The city should make sure they get out here and see this team in their home games. Travel on the road. This is a fun team to watch.
I believe that goal was shorthanded because Bergen is still in the penalty box. I believe Cornetta's goal was shorthanded. But who knows? And so many penalties, I don't know. 24 shots now for Gloucester, 21 for Lynn. 1:08 left to go in the game. Play resumes in the Lynn end. Fishermen have to retreat. And Jacob Enos will try to track it down, but he's hemmed in. And here comes Brian Collardi with a wraparound. No, it's a save by the Tens off the stick of Seitz. The other way, here we go. Gloucester's trip, but they're not going to call this one. Mondello shoots it up high, goes over in the left wing side, back out to the left point. Evan Leaf is out there now, and he shoots it wide. 29 seconds left to go. Gloucester clearing the bench, getting everybody out there as... I think everybody on both teams getting a lot of playing time tonight. Matt Devin tries to run it down for Lynn as Coach Roberts has emptied his bench as well. 6 seconds, 5, and we're not going to get another shot off, and that will do it. So it's a 10-3 win. Tim White with the hat trick for Gloucester and about 9 different players scoring for Gloucester.
Well, that's an exciting game for Gloucester. A lot of guys getting in on the scoring, as you said. And it'll be interesting to see how they respond in the next game.
All right, we'll wrap this thing up in a minute. We have to do one more break. Final score from the Talbot Rink in Gloucester. It is Gloucester 10 and Lynn 3. Don't hit the button too quick there. We'll be right back.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Okay, final score from Lynn, a check it from the Talbot Rink, is Gloucester 10 and Lynn 3. Six different goal scores for the Fishermen. They broke out on top 4-0 after one. It was 6-1 after two, and now the final is 10-3. And Tim White, the hat trick for Gloucester, six different goal scorers. So, Coach, your first impression working here with MSO News Sports.
What a great time this was. Both teams, they got to clean up the penalties. Too much time in the penalty box gives guys too much of an opportunity, hence all the goals that were scored tonight.
Eight penalties for Gloucester, seven penalties for Lynn. That's 30 minutes worth of penalties in a 45-minute game.
And two or three of them were just silly penalties, you know, things that don't have to happen. So they've got to clean up their act a little bit better.
Okay, Coach, appreciate it. Don't forget tomorrow on MSO News Sports, it's Marblehead of Gloucester in basketball. That's our next broadcast, and we'll have North Shore today, tomorrow, in the morning. That's our daily newscast, Bill Newell and me. I'm Rick Bohr, along with Rockport multiple coach of sports, Neil Dineen, our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky. Final score from the Talbot Rink in Gloucester, it's the Gloucester Fishermen 10 and the Lynn Jets 3. This is MSONewsports.com.